USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday rejected two of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the January 6th committee. Pelosi made it clear she will not allow Congressman Jim Jordan and Jim Banks to serve on the committee, Banks criticizing Pelosi's decision on Wednesday.
The American people demand that their leaders step up to make sure that never happens again. But we all know that this is an exercise in politics. It's not an exercise in finding the facts. And that's what's unfortunate about the speaker's move.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan is on track for completion by the end of next month.
The president has made a decision that we're going to get it done, and we're going to get it done right.
Austin adding the United States will continue to support Afghan security forces monetarily, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Coalition of Jewish Values has announced a nationwide petition drive to urge people to boycott Ben & Jerry's ice cream. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the story.
The petition against Ben & Jerry's was announced after the Vermont ice cream maker issued a policy that it would not sell its products to Jews in the occupied Palestinian territory called Judea and Samaria. Rabbi Yochel Mikham of the Coalition of Jewish Values said, "Jews have lived in Judea and Samaria for almost 4,000 years since God gave that holy land to Abraham."
Just the thought that this is just typical of the woke left these days, unfortunately, they grab onto any cause, and it doesn't matter if it's rational, and it doesn't matter if it's actually helpful.
President Biden taking part in a CNN town hall at Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As coronavirus cases in the United States continue to rise, a Republican senator is introducing legislation.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz has introduced a piece of legislation that would make an executive order from the Trump administration that allows border agents to expel illegal immigrants to stop the spread of COVID into law. His SHIELD Act would codify Title 42, keeping the Biden administration from ending the policy. He tells Fox News that the measure is necessary to keep President Biden's open border policy from coming to fruition.
We're on pace to have over 2 million people cross our border illegally this year. And what does the Biden administration want to do? It wants to repeal the laws that have enabled us to keep out people who are COVID positive, even though that is driving up the rates of COVID infections. And this is radical open border policy.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Bucks are NBA champions for the first time in 50 years after beating the Phoenix Suns 105-98 in Game 6 of the NBA Finals in Milwaukee. Center Brook Lopez joins ABC's Good Morning America to talk about the big bottle he was drinking from at the after-game press conference.
During the game, I had a lot of water, a lot of Pedialyte, so I was just trying to kind of even it out. It was a bit of champagne, you know, so I was trying to, you know, it's a pretty typical NBA player diet right there, right?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.